Good morning, everybody. We are in the middle of talking about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how Hashem is very compassionate and loving, and therefore we can really rely on Him and trust in Him full-heartedly. The last pasuk of Yonah, okay, we're going to go to Yom Kippur, says, Vanilei achus al Ninveh he'ir agdoila. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, how can I not have compassion on Ninveh? Chazal writes that Yonah was very upset because Hashem said that he was going to destroy Nineveh, and then he didn't destroy Nineveh, and Yonah looks like a Navi Sheker and something along the lines of having this tree that he was more upset about. Bottom line is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, how can I destroy Nineveh? The Mitzvot David writes, Haloi Nineveh Maisa Yadi. Hashem told Yonah, didn't I make Nineveh? Isn't it one of my creations? The Eichani Le'achas, how could I not have compassion to it? Nineveh was a bad city. You know, they weren't doing the nicest things. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu found it in his heart to say, how can I destroy them? I created them. They're mine. The Malbim adds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that definitely in the people in the city who don't know their left to their right. How could they know the difference between Hashem, me, and idols? How can I not have compassion and save them? We also sometimes don't know our left to our right, right? Our Yetzirah is pulling us in all different directions. And it's very difficult for us to think, hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves me, still has compassion for me, will still do the things that I want him to do for me. How can he be compassionate? I do A, B, and C. They are X, Y, and Z. Well, we learn from Nineveh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that special place in his heart where if you're his Maisa Yadi, you're his creation, he can't just turn aside and, like Nineveh, destroy you, but he wants to keep you alive, he wants to give you another chance. Even when we do bad, even though when we do Averis, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be compassionate, no matter whether you're deserving or not deserving, as we said in the seventh element, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is loving and compassionate. You know, if you ask a parent, why do you love your child? They're not going to say, oh, because my child gets an A in math. Or because my daughter looks cute in a tutu when she does ballerina class. No, why does a parent love a child? Because they're the child. There's something from them. They're a part of them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same way. It's not about what you do or what you don't do. You're a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He loves you. And he wants to be able to do chesed to you and give to you. Even when we do Averis, Hashem's love for us is deeper than our sin. The next pasuk he brings down, and this will be a little bit faster, is the second element. We said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget, doesn't get distracted, right? We're trusting on Him certain things. He doesn't forget, doesn't ignore us. And he brings down the famous pasuk of Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan, Shami Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't sleep. There are many examples when power, leadership, or responsibility changes hands, informal promises fall apart, right? We all know, you go to the airport, a TSA agent can say, yeah, your bag's good to go, only to get stopped at the next checkpoint and you have to do it all over again, right? Or you go to a hotel and the person behind the counter says, yeah, sure, late checkout is not a problem. You wake up the next morning, sorry, no late checkout, right? A corporate change in leadership and that promotion or that raise in salary all of a sudden disappears because someone changed. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no switch. There is no someone else taking over. There's no changing of the guards, right? People get tired and you have to, you know, the next rotation of staff come in. There's no such thing of that with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sforno adds one more beautiful idea. He says, Lo yaster panav mimenu mitzad atzmoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yanum, he doesn't sleep. What does that mean? That he never hides his face away from us mitzad himself. It's never like HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes one day, eh, you know what, I'm not in the mood. Oh, I have something better to do. Only what? Avo mitzadei nu, the Sforno writes. Only because of us. Often we feel overwhelmed. We feel not important. We feel not seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when times get tough, it's easier to blame Hashem than fix things. You know, we all say, oh, when I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll call out. Right now everything's good, right? I only talk to God when, I only talk to God when I need something. And we have to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the story from last week, like Durdia, right? Who the last day of his life was able to find it in his heart to do tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him back. Always, no matter what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not turn away from us. He doesn't sleep because he loves us, because we're his children, and he only wants to do what is good for us. Everything is good for us. But Hashem never turns away mitzad us. Only mitzad him. Only because of himself. Right? Sometimes it's hard for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to answer prayers when no one's davening to him. Right? He's always there if we just knock on the door. Shkoyach.